There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Gil Brady.
All right, rolling in on hour number two. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in. 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. When you're out there and you're recuperating from from open heart surgery, you're looking for a way to carry a gun that is less invasive than your open heart surgery and doesn't tug on anything. G-Code is doing the job for me. Check them out. Only kind of holster I run. A while back, well, let me go back a little further. When somebody out there, the gun industry as a whole, a lot of people in the gun industry come from law enforcement or they come from the military. They come from both. So when somebody in that very small fraternity of people or, you know, organization of people, when they go down, the gun industry responds. And when Brian Terry was murdered by a fast and furious gun while the Obama administration was trying to further gun control with fast and furious, the gun industry responded. And it got so big that there started to be instances of fraud where it became a cottage industry to try to defraud the Terry family. Well, I know a guy. He figured out a way to where there would be no fraud because he was going to be the point man, the only thing involved. He lives in Michigan, and he decided to ride a bicycle to the border to raise money for the Brian Terry Foundation. So joining me again, it's been a while since he's been with me, is, and I believe I'm probably the only guy that uses his real last name. Joining me again is Eric Utrecht, or as he's known as Eric Dutrek, from MDFI. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Am I about right? Did you change? I mean, on your checking account, does it say Dutrek now?
It does not. The unfortunately,
oh, okay.
Not let me do that.
Okay. So you got with the Brian Terry Foundation. I mean, you've been doing, first of all, you knew about the fraud that was perpetrated and you decided to do something in response to it, right?
Yeah, unfortunately, just as you mentioned in your intro, it's the Terry family is certainly not, they're not new to having people try to defraud or take money from the foundation for others' nefarious deeds. And so I happened to get involved with one of those unfortunate many instances, but luckily lots of good things have come from what was a bad situation. So we're really, really happy to see the outcome that's come from it.
Now, the way you decided to do it was you decided to get on a bicycle and pedal from Michigan, from border to border.
Correct.
Basically.
Correct.
Basically.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. Which, that's a pretty tall glass of water anyway. And for a gun guy, how many anti-gun states did you have to pedal through?
Well, I think the biggest one would be Illinois, but I'm very happy to say that Illinois has made some great strides with giving back their citizenry the rights that they should have to begin with, or at least the exercising of the rights that they already have.
Right.
So Illinois was probably the biggest one. For the most part, every other state was what we would call firearm friendly.
Okay. But you went down there unarmed, right?
You know what? I have to say no comment on that.
Okay, good. I like that. I like that answer.
There you go.
Now, as a continuation of this, you did that. You made the ride. You turned everything over to the Terry Foundation. You just went down there, and they just had a recent statue dedicated to Brian Terry, didn't they?
They did. I was down in Bisbee, Arizona at the Brian A. Terry Border Patrol Station last Saturday, and they had the amazing statue that was actually made by one of Brian's fellow Border Patrol agents, owner of Shadow Valley Weapons. Absolutely amazing when you see it. I've seen many pictures getting ready to go down there, but until you're standing there in front of this life-size, bigger than life, honestly, a statue of Brian and his Vortex partner on his shoulders, it just does not do it justice. Very, very amazing moment and an honor to be part of it for sure.
The one thing I like about Eric that most people don't, you know, people that know you realize this, but I mean, you exist as far as in the training world. You're on, to me, you're slowly attaining that rock star status, but you don't have quite the status that, you know, maybe two or three guys have. But you have a huge, following, right? And on Facebook, when he posted it, what makes me so happy about this, Eric, is that you've got some politically tuned in people following you that were asking you to ask all these questions about certain things as we, and I know that I asked, I was asking about two segments. We might stretch that to three, but you've got some very politically in tune people that are in the tactical world, which I've been trying so desperately to get to engage politically.
Oh, absolutely. You certainly surround yourself with people that think along the same lines, and it's good to see people that are getting engaged. I think when you and I talked while I was on my ride standing by the lake in the middle of nowhere, you know, a couple hundred miles into the trip, that there's so many different challenges to an American's rights right now, whether it's Second Amendment, Fourth Amendment, Fast and Furious, the DHS, you know, amnesty, stuff that's going on right now. You can't, if you try to focus on all of it, your brain's going to start to hurt. You're not going to know where to start. And so I think by getting involved in at least one cause, and if you can start getting people to also get involved, it doesn't have to be your cause, but get involved in something that matters to an American citizen, pretty soon, we're not going to be able to do it by ourselves, but if we can get enough people involved collectively, we might actually make some headway. And so it's really good to see people that are, you know, maybe they identified as not being too up on what's going on or what happened with Fast and Furious or where the current case is with that. But I'm seeing a lot of people asking questions, which is awesome, which is what we need. We need people to get engaged and get off their iPad and you know, stop worrying about what the Kardashians are doing.
Well, one thing I got to say, though, with every time there's a business that starts up like MDFI, which MDFI is a training facility out of Michigan, which does multifaceted training. Every time there's a training facility like you that crops up and you start training people, you're adding to the roles of the gun community, which gets very involved politically.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, one of the things that my partner Keith Denman and I echo at the end of every single class, and we're adamant, it's if we're going to say anything at the end of the class, it's going to be that if you enjoyed yourself here today, you know, get two people that you care about involved in some sort of defensive training. And we say it's not a plug for our school. There's so many great schools out there. That's not a plug for firearms training. It could be a medical training. You know, Kerry Davis, Dark Angel Medical. I mean, that's my medical mentor. Kerry is, you know, the guy that I'm going to go to with any questions. There's, you know, self-preservation, water purification, food storage. There's so many self-defense arts out there that people don't think about when they think of self-defense. So if we can keep building it, two people and two people and two people, pretty soon my goal and my partner's goal is essentially to put ourselves out of business, because the citizenry is going to be so prepared for a bad guy that the bad guys are going to just sit inside and play Xbox all day and not even try to prey on another human being, which would be an awesome thing.
They can go back to their iPad.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, if I put myself out of a job, I'll become a poet or something along those lines. And that, you know, probably won't pay nearly as well, but I'll do what I can.
You have the look. Hang on for me. We'll be right back. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load.
tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. Tactical, practical, and very affordable. They cost the same. It's the same kind of money that you're going to spend in any of the big box stores that sell gun stuff. Except it's quality-wise and modularity, you're going to be leaving everything far behind. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Joining me again from MDFI is Eric Dutchreck. We'll just go by what nobody even knows your last name, do they?
I'm sure it's out there. It's Utrecht, but Trek seems to work. Most people have a hard time with the last name.
I was on your Facebook page, and I was looking at something, and then I suddenly realized that you might have been thinking that I looked at you. I called Eric the other day, and I said, I need to find me an old beat-up bump helmet. And if you look at Eric's Facebook page, he would definitely be the guy to call because he's got about 50 of them. Or he wears the same one 50 different times, and it looks 50 different kind of ways.
Well, you never know when you might trip or fall around the house. So I'm, you know, safety first.
Bump helmet, yeah, bump helmet. And so I didn't know that you were that kind of a bump helmet kind of guy when I called you. I just thought you might have an inside track on somebody. So just for the sake of disclosure, let's get that out of the way. And for those of you that may have followed him on Facebook where he said that I compared his beard to Costa's, I did that because Trek is a lot bigger than Costa. I don't even know why you'd be worried about that.
You know, it's like I said, Costa's a force to be reckoned with. I mean, I've been followed ever since he made that comment. I keep seeing a, you know, incredibly dapper, smaller statured man in a darked out SUV. And every time I'm riding my bike around the neighborhood, and then as soon as I look, he peels off and goes over a mountain and, you know, heads back up north. I don't know. It's strange.
Does he have those suspect gray streaks in the beard that I, you know, I'm sitting there looking at those going, how convenient that they're there?
Much. Yeah, huh? I think I've said too much. I think I got to be worried about my safety now.
One of your listeners, Brian Terry, that all erupted. Brian Terry died because of Operation Fast and Furious. And one of your listeners, I believe her name is Carolyn, mentions Fast and Furious and wide receiver. That was the thing. Oh, wow, okay, now he's getting some really savvy people watching and following him and everything. Do you know the difference between wide receiver and Fast and Furious?
Well, the biggest thing, wide receiver was a precursor to Fast and Furious.
That's right.
Yep, and basically what ended up happening there, you know, in all things government run, they might start off with some good intentions. There might be some good communication, and then all of a sudden it gets down to, well, we're only going to let certain people know, and the people that should know don't know. And basically, Carolyn, she's absolutely squared away, a prior Army MP combat veteran. Mentioned that, you know, we have basically what had happened was the Mexican government was being made aware of the operation wide receiver, and essentially all of a sudden the federal government decided to say, you know, well, we're going to keep this close to the vest. We're going to keep it in-house. We're not going to notify the powers that be across the border what we're doing. And then just like a neighbor that finds out that you're letting your dog go to the bathroom on their lawn without telling them, you find out that, you know, you're allowing these weapons into the country. They've got their own problems down there, and that's a completely different discussion for another day, you know, who's running that country. But the fact is they still have a government in place, and they were kicked off to find out what we were doing. And then Ben basically said, you know, congratulations on the problem that you just caused, but we're not giving you any assistance. And, you know, because of the same poor transparency that, you know, we as Americans should expect from our government, the Mexican government found out the exact same thing. And we've been dealing with the consequences as a nation from an agenda that maybe, who knows, it might have started off with the best of intentions, but because so many documents are sealed and kept from the American public, all we know now is that there was certainly an attempt through these programs to build evidence against responsible, law-abiding citizens and their Second Amendment rights. And to the tune of the death of veteran law enforcement officers like Brian Terry and hundreds, if not thousands, of Mexican citizens. And that's it's scary. It's absolutely scary.
Well, I'm going to try to. Can you hang on through one more segment after this?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Wide receiver. The thing about wide receiver was that wide receiver was all run out of one FFL. It was Mike Deddy's FFL out of Arizona. And that was actually set up because of a gun show. And wide receiver started out where they were supposed to track guns. And in the end, they were just so inept at it, and they couldn't keep track of it. And then they left Mike Deddy out there in the open
right, as
a government informant. And I'm still sort of unclear on whether the Mexican government knew about wide receiver. But then wide receiver quit. But wide receiver was never designed to be an anti-Second Amendment program. Fast and Furious was.
Right.
Fast and Furious had the Department of Justice plan in it. They had the FBI. They had, I'm pretty sure Obama knows about it. Nobody's ever been arrested. Everybody in the ATF got promoted. And they had, you know, they had Brian Terry die from it. They had Jaime Zapata die as a result of it. That's just two Border Patrol agents that we know about. And for some reason, they hold the number at 300. It's, you know, in 2010, it was 300 citizens have been killed by Fast and Furious guns. Segue to 2015, 300 citizens in Mexico have been killed with Fast and Furious guns. So I'm in your camp. I probably think it's probably in the thousands, and we don't know how many have been killed on the American side.
Right. Because of that. And as you mentioned, one of the most outrageous things, there's two facets when it comes to responsibility from this. And we have the entities in our own government that caused it, and then we have the actual criminals that perpetrated it. And as of right now, there's only one individual, one person that was there the night that Brian was killed that is actually in prison, has a sentence, and we've got two others in custody. The trial has been pushed back to September. It's, you know, it got pushed back. It was supposed to be in the next month. It got pushed back to September. There's still two more at large. And the interesting part about this one individual that we've got in prison right now is that there was no trial. And all of the records, the transcripts and everything that the family and the American people should have access to are completely sealed. So tell me how that doesn't stink. What information could this individual possibly have that was supposedly just an armed cartel smuggler,
right,
with a Fast and Furious gun, that there's no trial, there's no transcripts, there's nothing that the American people get to see? And as on the other facet, we have every single member of the ATF that was involved in that, that the family, the Terry family, was told that they would no longer be working at the ATF, that they would be removed, to find out that, as you mentioned, they're still wearing a badge, they're still carrying a gun, and they're still working for the federal government. They just got moved around in the classic Potomac two-step that always seems to happen. So, yeah, it's outrageous. It is absolutely outrageous when you see what the only two options is. It's gross incompetence or it's completely intentional. And unfortunately, you know, we have to kind of lean away from gross incompetence because this is the government of the United States. So it leaves that they're doing it intentionally. That they're
That's right. That's right. When we get back, I'm going to bounce something off of you. I really like your opinion on this. My guest this hour from MDFI, Eric Dutrek. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Most people know that drinking pure, high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
To you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. You ever run one of those before, Eric?
I have not. I've heard good things, however.
I'll have to hook you up. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Let me ask you a question. Well, first of all, before we go any further, MDFI, tell everybody what that is.
MDFI, Michigan Defense and Firearms Institute. We are a regional-based school located in Michigan. We teach primarily in Michigan, Indiana, Ohio, and Illinois. We have traveled around the United States, just happily returned from North Carolina out there with Solo Defense recently. We taught a two-day class, handgun, when things go bad, which is all about single hand manipulation and dealing with injuries with a handgun, and also movement and cover, which was, as the name implies, all about shooting on the move and utilizing cover in your environment. We train all the way from those that have just stepped out of a CPL class looking to gain marksmanship fundamentals or building on a solid foundation, all the way up to what we consider the culmination of our curriculum, which is a 360-degree shoot house class that this year will be held at the site of the former Blackwater training facility in Illinois, and it utilizes both live fire and simunition. So it's we believe in a stepping stone and basically not throwing people into what we call tactical band camp right off the bat, where they're, you know, you go from CPL class to fast roping out of a Little Bird helicopter. We like to build our students up with the skills that they need that are actually more realistic to the use of a firearm defensively. So it's a good time, and I enjoy the fact that it is my full-time job, although I'm getting ready to take on a lot more.
Do you have access to a Little Bird?
I wish. I wish I could call Costa, and I have no doubt that he could loan me one or two.
Well, see, if I'm going to fast rope out of anything, I don't want to fast rope out of anything I have to hang on to on my way. You know, if Costa's got a Blackhawk or two, I'd be chatting with him. But a Little Bird, but they're fun, but not as a transport. Not a transport aircraft.
Right.
Let me ask you a question. Have you, as far as Fast and Furious and wide receiver is concerned, the primary weapon that they wanted to export in the case of Fast and Furious to the Sinaloas, and let me predicate it with this. The Mexican military which is where a lot of the Sinaloan drug cartel soldiers come from. They, I don't remember the nomenclatures, but one of their weapons was a 7.62 by 51 caliber, and the other was 5.56. And most of the time when they desert and go join the Zetas or the Sinaloas, they take everything they got with them. So the prominent weapon in with the drug cartels is military weaponry. Or, you know, they just wait until the United States sells them some ordnance, and then they kidnap a colonel's daughter and says, leave the door open to the armory, and then the armory gets looted. But it's all military hardware for the most part, right?
Sure, sure.
Why, have you ever asked yourself why we send AK-47s, which nobody, no military is issuing those today on this planet? You ever think about that?
Why are we sending them over to the south of the border, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, I think, you know, you find it's the primary weapon that the cartels are using. They're cheap, easy to maintain. I mean, I can think of probably quite a few reasons. Ammunition availability would be a big one, especially around the globe.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, certainly lethal weapons nonetheless. Yeah.
Yeah, but you keep kicking the door open to the next question. See, do you remember seeing about 2 years ago the requisition that the Army put out or the military put out looking for, I don't know, 500,000 AK-47 magazines and enough ammunition for that as well? Do you remember that?
I have not. I do not remember that, but I don't doubt it. I certainly don't doubt it.
See that? When with all that stuff, with for me, my question, I know that that's what they sent to Syria. I know that's what the government sent to Syria. I know to a certain degree that's why Benghazi happened, as an example, because we were ferrying weapons into various Middle Eastern places. And it's the same kind of weapons that we were allowing the Sinaloas to get. If they weren't getting the full-blown AK-47, they were getting the Draco pistol, which is also 7.62 by 39, for the most part. For the most part. So, and the ones supplying these various players with these Army surplus weapons, okay? Lethal? Yes, sir, they are. But their surplus is us.
Oh, sure. I think it is incredibly funny, and I say funny meaning absolutely tragic, that we as a nation are shipping weapons. You know, if we didn't learn our lesson from, you know, the 1970s Afghanistan, basically equipping the Taliban for, you know, the force that we had to deal with, but we're sending all these weapons, these fully automatic or semi-automatic, quote-unquote, assault rifles that our government loves to use as a buzzword to all of these wannabe nation states or rebel groups that we know statistically we're going to end up sending our troops into harm's way later on to deal with when they get out of control just because they're helping us out with a particular situation now. Yet the government, our government, is incredibly dedicated to taking away the Second Amendment rights, you know, whittle by whittle, little piece by little piece, by using, you know, Operation Fast and Furious and the like tactics. Look at the M855 scare right now. Look at the SIG brace issue. These are things being dictated without legislation by an agency that already doesn't have the best track record when it comes to keeping our people safe. So yeah, it certainly warrants action by every American citizen for sure. We need to start holding people accountable. You know, it's good to see so many people that are now starting to at least write letters. They're starting to make phone calls to their representatives' offices. They are getting involved because I think we're starting to see they're making some calls that people are just, before they might have gone, okay, not that big of a deal. But now, you know, start talking about the SIG brace, you start talking about the M855 ammunition, and people are starting to go, okay, this is just borderline getting absolutely ridiculous, and it's very blatantly obvious what certain groups are doing within the government. And it's going to take people getting more involved to put a stop to it.
Yeah, I agree with you there. It says you disconnected there, GCN. What's up with that? You know, it was Pew Research did a poll not too long ago, and they found 126 million gun owners. Gallup did one. They found 134 million. We should be running the country, shouldn't we?
By absolute definition, the people need to be running this country.
Yeah.
You know, gun owner or not, we run this country. We've got 534 people in power that are playing games with the Constitution, and they're trying to tiptoe to see how much stuff they can take away, all in the name of safety. And unfortunately, there are people in this country that understand that freedom and safety don't go hand in hand. But
well,
freedom is the way to go. Dangerous freedom, and there's a lot of people that would choose. I want to look at my iPhone. I want to be able to go to the shopping mall. I want to be able to have my cable TV. So you just do whatever you got to do, big government, and you take care of me so I don't have to worry about these things. And we always hear the excuse, well, I've got nothing to hide. I've got, you know, I don't have a reason for it, so it doesn't matter. And that's a huge issue. And you brought up, you know, you just brought up gun ownership. And this is one of the things that the government's not trying to take away your guns or my guns. There's broad breaches of Second Amendment rights that happen all the time. And one bit of a bombshell I want to share with you, and this is something that I
tell you what, hold it. If you want to hold it, and we'll do that in the next segment. We're coming up on the
on the
last break of the show, and we'll just, you know, make an hour of it and everything. MDFI, how can people find out how to get with MDFI?
TrainMDFI.com. That'll take you right to us.
And oh my, at July, I'm hoping to make the road trip because Kerry Davis will be there, and if I vapor lock while I'm up there, MDFI, you guys can just roll me off to the side, and Kerry can work on me because he started out his medical career in the ICU in the heart units. So
there you go.
I'll have my own guy there. So you hang on one more time for me.
Okay.
MDFI. Go check them out, TrainMDFI.com. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Again, that's FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeWaterproofMatch.com today.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins. But did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
The Freeze-Dry Guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
On the firing line. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. I love it when I just go blank right in the middle of something like that. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. Eric, you were about to expound on something you wanted to bring up, and I asked you to hold that, so go for it.
Absolutely. You know, where we left off, we were talking basically about the slow erosion of firearms rights, the putting weapons in the hands of bad guys around the world, yet trying to take weapons away from the good people for self-defense, you know, in a country that was founded by guys with guns. I mean, that is the reality. To get the whole purpose of, you know, why I did what I did with the fundraisers, the continuing fundraisers for the Brian Terry Foundation and soon to be my involvement with other border security organizations. One thing that's really important to know, and I got permission from the Terry family to talk about this, is that Brian was murdered in December of 2010, 15th of December 2010. It has been way too long, and the Terry family are still looking for answers. And that's one of the whole reasons the Brian Terry Foundation is in existence, is to keep the ongoing lawsuits, to keep the federal government from just getting away with whatever it is that happened and get answers. One thing that was really interesting is that right after Brian was murdered, the federal government started their investigation and in the process confiscated Brian's personal firearms. And to this day, the FBI still has Brian's personal handguns and has not returned them to the family, nor given reason or legal justification for why they even have them in their possession whatsoever. And so this is certainly a Second Amendment-based show. These are questions. If this right here, if we have a family of American hero, a fallen American hero who gave his life after a very solid life of helping out not only his community but his country in service in the military and as a law enforcement officer, if we have a family of an American hero who can't even get answers about personal belongings, firearms, that they should have every right to 5 years after the death of a loved one, what does that tell you about the state of affairs? And so I think that's a very, very interesting point to sort of end the show on, is to start thinking about people need to get involved, because right now the Terry family, they're dealing with the entire investigation into the death of Brian, but they're also having to deal with the fact that there is government entities that are keeping certain items that they have no right to have from the family. So if they can do that to the Terry family, other people's rights can be infringed on. They are infringed on. And so I hope that this entire segment, if anybody out there that hasn't gotten involved, starts getting involved, because it can happen to you. It can happen to somebody that you know. If you do not speak out for your rights, they will slowly get more whittled away until there's nothing left but a memory of what we used to have. So just that was my thought. And that's one of those things that stuck in my head when I first heard it. I'm still in bewilderment that's even a possibility, but it's reality.
We got a call coming in. I had not heard that. I'm gonna
I don't think anybody's heard that.
I don't think so either. Go ahead and put him on hold, and we'll let him talk to the guest about this. We got a call, PW, I believe it is, coming out of Idaho. Yes, sir, what can we do for you? Or yes, ma'am, what can we do for you this morning?
Okay. Well, sir, thank you for your interruption. I appreciate it. I've been listening to Mr. Dutrack, and been a million years since I considered any kind of training. I assumed that the working delay was working good this morning because you guys whip things into shape where I try to be good, but, you know, better have the finger on the button.
Well, I think we do have don't we have the dump button? And it's working right now in the studio we're working in, right, dude? We're working good? All right, we're good to go. So what have you got?
I was listening to Mr. Dutrack, and I'm 60-plus. I've carried for 40 years, and I've never had training, and it's just been recently that my poor old tired brain got to the realization that what you don't know is pretty serious deal. So I've been looking at some training, and I've been looking at DFI as one of the top three things that I've been considered.
Oh, it's very flattering to hear.
Pardon?
That's very flattering to hear. Thank you.
Well, I've caught your involvement with some of the other shows, and I've really gotten to appreciate things that are going to be relatively close to Indiana, so that's certainly something that I've been interested in. To go to another quick topic here before we got off the air, something I thought was kind of important. I got into a situation the other day when you were talking about things going on within the government. There was a topic on about whether or not the 855 stuff, and I know that it's been talked to death. However, it looks as though from what I understand, that the ATF reprints its rules every 5 years or so.
Yes, sir. I know where you're going.
Okay.
Go ahead. You get to say it, though. You get to say it. I haven't said it yet. You go ahead.
Well, when you get into the discussions about, you know, being all polite and talking about things and so on and so forth and government overreach, et cetera, it appears as though the ATF has redone its rules for its every fifth year, whatever. And on the back page, they've already included in their new printed rule book from 2014 that the 855 round is already dead.
Well, it doesn't have the exemption it used to have. They used to have it with a printed exemption. And, yeah, you're right. And right now, they're very, very, very furiously backpedaling from that right now.
Oh, sure, because they got caught.
I
mean, that's the reality. And you know the thing, that's a great point, and I certainly appreciate you bringing it up. I've had the opportunity to meet Border Patrol agents, BORTAC agents, the Border Patrol Special Forces, ATF agents, all within my fundraising with the Brian Terry Foundation. And one thing that's really important, especially with the show getting ready to wrap up, there are certain things, especially like this, that are very, very important for us to get involved in and to smell the crap that we're stepping in. Because of entities in the government that are trying to make this happen. But they're the guys that are down on the wall, the guys that are down on the border, the northern border, the southern border, the guys, there are people in the ATF, and I've met them, that they think the stuff stinks just like the rest of us. So it's really, really important that as we go forward, that we understand that, you know, 2006, 1.2 million people were caught trying to come into this country on the southern border, U.S. Border Patrol. These guys, the ones that are stopping the criminals, they're not the political ones. They're the ones that have families, and they took an oath to their country, and they're still down there even with their hands being tied, ATF agents with their hands being tied, that are trying to do the right thing. But it's from power on high. It's from the political side of things that this stuff happens. And that's a very, very important thing to understand, is that we can't lump all government into all the guys on the ground, because there's a lot of, I mean, the huge majority, they're all good people. And they're trying to do the right thing, but now imagine your livelihood, you know, depends on trying to do a job.
It's the bureaucrats.
Right, absolutely.
It's the bureaucrats. It's the ones in charge of publishing the ATF manual that leaves the exemption out.
That's it.
Well, BW, when you need to go train with the trick, maybe wait till July, and then you can come see me try to train. And if the open heart surgery is healed up by then, I won't be flopping around like a fish.
Well, sir, I'm glad to see you back. I talked earlier about getting my Frady fixed, and it's been a little sporadic, but I'm getting a little more settled into where I'm either kicking the habit or getting more where I'm comfortable that you're getting back in the groove.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
And I appreciate both you gentlemen's hard work and your dedication and your sacrifices. And I really, I guess, there was one issue that I guess I was wanting to say is that, you know, they indicated that everybody wants, it's real easy to click an email. It takes a little more time to write a letter. And when they get those things, they weight the letters, I don't know, like 10 to 1 or 50 to 1 on the emails. But the things that when we had the Sandy Hook and they're going to do away with things, the things that really got people's attention was when people showed up on the courthouse square.
Yeah.
No, you're absolutely right. Paul Revere did not tweet the British for coming.
Nope.
People actually got active and took care of things. So, yeah, absolutely great point.
Well, we'll have to have you back on again, Eric, because you obviously have stimulated some interest. We're about to run out of time. PW, thanks very much for the call. The Trek, thank you very much for taking the time to join me today and staying way past the time I asked you to. You stay safe.
Well, absolutely. Thanks, Bill.
Thank you, sir. All right, folks, we'll do it again in 22 hours. Between now and then, remember this, it's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. On a Tuesday, this has been Lock and Load.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI-enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Q.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy level 3 and higher body armor. Katy Armor offers the most affordable level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katyarmor.com. That's CATIarmor.com. Come and take it.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.